Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I'm going to just throw this out to you and see what your opinion is. If the Lakers finish with the sixth seed, which is possible, they would meet the LA Clippers most likely in the first round. If they finish in the seventh seed, then they have the play-in. Let's say it's Golden State in the first game. Even if you lose that, then you've got the winner of Memphis, San Antonio. Okay, neither one of them is scaring you or a world beater. And if you get through those two games, Rob, or, you know, if you get through Golden State and the play-in, you get through it, you would face either Phoenix or Utah in the first round. Now, I'm going to tell you, if I'm the Lakers, I'd much rather play Phoenix or Utah in the first round than the Clippers. But the problem is you don't just start off with Phoenix or Utah. You start off with the play-in. So here's the question to you, Rob Parker. Would you, if you're the Lakers, would you rather be in the play-in and potentially have an easier first-round opponent in Utah or Phoenix? Or would you rather finish sixth and have an absolute fight on your hands just to get out of the first round against the LA Clippers?
I'm going to go with the Clippers that I'd rather play. And it's not so much just it's that I think the Lakers can beat the Clippers. That's not it. It's that the one game scenario or Steph getting hot or AD aggravating his groin or something and you're not at full strength. You know, if you're playing a series, Chris, 4 out of 7, you could lose a game. You're not going to win every game.
Right.
And you could survive that later on in the series. But if one of those guys tweaks an ankle, LeBron, or the groin flares up, and Steph catches fire, and you lose, I just think that there's a bigger chance of you getting upset when you play, we talk about it all the time, and I know this isn't single elimination, but it's like if Michael Jordan played in single elimination, Chris, there's a good chance he's not 6-0, that somebody beats him or he misses a big shot or somebody makes a great shot at the buzzer. You can lose. You can play great and still lose in a one-game scenario. The best team usually wins 4 out of 7, and if you got to play the Clippers, here's my only thing. You might want to get them if you have a chance, and if everybody's okay, to get them now rather than later when maybe somebody's nicked up or if you're, you know, or they're not completely healthy or you lose somebody in the course of the playoffs. I still would take my chances in a 7-game series compared to a 1-game and then another 1-game. I think that's too dangerous. And I think the Lakers would rather play a series, even though it's a tough series.
It's a really good question. Because you agree with me that the Clippers would be tougher than Phoenix or Utah.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. But, you know, like you said, you got to go through the Clippers at some
point. Eventually, right.
And here's the other thing, Rob. If you finish sixth, you do get a week off. And obviously you wouldn't be off, but they would get a week to practice. Right? And to get back in the flow as much as you can in practice. Whereas if you play in the play-in, you're right. I mean, the play-in starts, I think, Tuesday. So you're right in the thick of it in the play-in, no break, and then you survive that, and now you got the Clippers without real time to prepare or rest or anything like that.
Right.
So I am with you, Rob. I'm with you in just that anything can happen in one game. As you said, we see it all the time in the NCAA tournament.
Somebody can beat you in one game.
We see it all the time in the NBA, Rob.
Yep.
Right? The Lakers just beat Denver without LeBron and AD. It happens. And as you said, we don't have to daydream to think about Steph Curry being able to catch fire. Number one, obviously he's played great. But number two, Rob, earlier this season, when the Warriors beat the Lakers, remember the Warriors were down 14 points. And they rallied because Steph got hot. And there were a few other players actually got hot too. But they rallied from a double-digit fourth quarter deficit to beat the Lakers.
Right.
And that was the first time, Rob, in 292 total, well, at that point, that was the first time LeBron had ever lost a home game in which his team had a double-digit lead entering the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So he knows as well as anybody that Steph can get hot, and then next thing you know, you lose. And then the same thing, look, that Memphis doesn't have a Steph, but they got a Ja Morant. San Antonio's got a very good coach in Greg Popovich. You know, it just, and to your point too, what if AD tweaks the groin?
Right.
Which AD is known to, you know what I'm saying? Come on. AD has had all types of little,
and there's no series. He tweaks his groin in the first quarter of game one. You might be in trouble.
Right. Or if LeBron tweaks the ankle. So, yeah, I'm with you. Even though it's a tougher road and you got to play the Clippers, I would still rather be in that situation than have a play-in. It's just as simple as that. And look, and I think you even feel this way, Rob. I do think the Clippers are the one team in the West that could beat the Lakers, even if the Lakers are whole. No, I would, if the Lakers are fine and LeBron and AD are playing, I think I'm going with them, especially if they meet later in the playoffs. But they could lose. The Clippers could beat them. But the Clippers aren't world beaters either, right? There's really no world beater in the West. Phoenix, not scary. Tell me if you disagree. Phoenix, not scary. Utah, not scary. Not saying that they're good. Denver, especially without Jamal Murray, not scary. Portland, not scary. The Clippers, they're good. I mean, they're tough. They could get to the finals, but they've never done it. They still have their issues at the end of games. Paul George has his problems here and there in the playoffs. So it's not like they're, you know, the Brooklyn Nets with all this firepower. Or Golden State, a few years ago. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a fair conversation. If the Lakers were whole and have been playing and whatever, I just think, again.
So you wouldn't give them a chance against?
No, I didn't say I wouldn't give them a chance, but I just don't think that they would be. I just think the Lakers are, you know, just too many things have to be right. Like, you just it's hard to have to play that way. And then some of the new guys from a year ago, this isn't exactly the same team. I'm just not so sure. You know what I mean? I'm not. Drummond's never played in any big games in his life, right? Never.
Yeah, but he's, I mean, if they're counting on Drummond.
No, I know. I mean, you don't want to count on him, but I'm just saying, Chris. So I don't know about that.
I will say this, Rob, and you and I both like Brooklyn when they're healthy. And people might be saying, well, hold up. You're saying the Lakers need, you know, their guys to get back whole. What about Brooklyn? James Harden is playing tonight. And I'm sorry, not tonight.
Kyrie.
Kyrie's, they're playing tomorrow night. The big three will be together. But here's the difference, Rob. The Nets big three, if you notice, when Harden comes back from extended injury, he seems fine. When KD comes back, he seems fine. It's because of their style of play. They are guys that are great shooters, including Kyrie, and they can catch and shoot. So it's easier for them to just fit in because they can catch and shoot. They don't have to dominate the ball. Whereas LeBron and AD aren't great shooters. They can get hot and be streaky, but they're not great shooters. And with LeBron, this isn't an insult because it's his greatness, but everything changes when you drop LeBron in there.
That's just fact. That's just facts.
Everybody's role is different because has the ball in his hands or he's in a certain position on the floor. So nothing was as it was when he's gone. So it takes a little longer to adjust. And to be honest, similar with AD too, because he's a guy that, you know, he can't just catch and shoot. He's going to put it on the floor. He's going to have the ball in his hands a good amount to really be as effective too. So I think that's why the Lakers do need a little more time to mesh than the Nets do.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires, for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right. You should all know that tomorrow, the great Kobe Bryant, the great Tim Duncan, the great Kevin Garnett will be enshrined into the Basketball Hall of Fame, obviously deserving all of them. And people are saying, and I can't disagree, it is the greatest Hall of Fame class in basketball history. All three champions, all three MVPs, all three to some degree, iconic. So two of those guys, Kobe and Kevin Garnett, of course, came straight out of high school. So that got a brother to thinking, who are the five most fabulous players to play professional basketball, NBA, and go straight from high school to either the NBA or the ABA? Here we go.
Number five.
All right. Dwight Howard. Yes, this one might shock a few folks, especially you young cats who've only seen him with the Lakers and the Sixers and Udonis Haslem pointing his finger all up in his face with no fear. But Dwight Howard just edges Tracy McGrady as the fifth best player to ever go preps to pros. And here's why. Tracy McGrady, for all his greatness, never won a playoff series. Meanwhile, Dwight Howard was wrecking shop earlier in his career. He beat LeBron in the playoffs, and neither of them had a perennial all-star teammate. Neither of them. He led the Orlando Magic to the finals by himself. They had good role-playing teammates. Rashard Lewis, Hedo Turkoglu, Skip to Malou. He had some good teammates, but he was the only star. And he led them to the finals. For a five-year stint, Dwight Howard was always in the MVP conversation. In fact, four times he finished in the top five of MVP voting. I know he's a shell of himself now. He's a role player. He's a goon kind of and all that. But Dwight Howard was a bad boy in his prime.
Number four.
Kevin Garnett, one-time MVP, 12-time all-defensive. He did it on both ends. And people, now they think of him as a Boston Celtic, and I understand that. He won his championship with the Celtics. He was more in the public eye as a Celtic because they were a great team. But he was great with Minnesota, too. And Kevin Garnett was one of the early precursors of the perimeter-oriented big man. He wasn't Dirk Nowitzki. He wasn't, obviously, Kevin Durant. He wasn't a pure perimeter player. But he wasn't a pure inside player either. He was that early seven-footer who also could step out, hit the mid-range jumper, had athleticism, could run the floor. We hadn't seen much of that before KG. He's one of those early ones, and he obviously is an all-time great player.
Number three.
Moses Malone. I know you were wondering, who in the world is ahead of Garnett? How's Garnett four? Moses Malone was bad, period. Y'all don't remember, he went straight to the ABA. He played his first pro year in the ABA with the Utah Stars and averaged straight out of high school almost 19 points and 13 rebounds. I'm sorry, 14 rebounds right out of high school. 19 and 14 he's putting on them. And then he goes to the NBA, immediately becomes one of the best players in the league, wins three MVP awards, and then wins his championship with Dr. J, 1983 Sixers, one of the best teams of all time. And Moses Malone, one of the greatest rebounders, particularly on the offensive end, of all time. 2 years, he averaged 7 offensive rebounds a game. That's ridiculous.
Number two.
The late, great Kobe Bryant. And Kobe is going to have like a huge display, if you haven't read about it, in the Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. Kobe Bryant, an icon, period. I mean, Kobe, and not because he died prematurely in that helicopter crash. If he was still alive and doing great things, you know, in venture capitalism, and, you know, he won an Oscar for his film, all that stuff, he still would be an icon because of what he did on the basketball court. A killer instinct like very few others have had. One of the greatest scorers we've ever seen. Dropped 81 points in a game, or in a competitive game. It wasn't like Wilt when they were feeding him, just trying to get him to score and all that. Kobe Bryant was phenomenal. We all know it. 5 championships, 2 times finals MVP, also a league MVP, and also got after it on the defensive end, 12-time All-D.
Number one.
LeBron James. All right, LeBron, the only one, the only of all the great players, and I mentioned Moses Malone. Yes, he stepped in right away, but he was in the ABA, and half of the best players in the world were in the NBA at that time. So, not taking anything away from Moses, but it was a little different. LeBron is the only prep to pros guy to step right into the NBA and begin doing damage from day one. And you might remember, Rob, in the summer league, I think he played a couple games in the summer league, but preseason, he really wasn't that impressive. And you heard people, overhyped. Is he really going to be that good? And his first NBA game, the New York Times sends me all the way out to Sacramento, California to see LeBron James's first game. And what does he do against a Sacramento team that at that time was great? And LeBron gives them 25 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists in his first ever. I'm sorry, 9 assists and 6 rebounds, plus 4 steals and only 2 turnovers in his first NBA game. I called Larry Bird the next day, interviewed him for a story for the New York Times, and Larry Bird said, if this guy isn't a definite Hall of Famer within the next 5 years, something has gone drastically wrong. He said LeBron James was the only player he ever saw who could have gone straight to the NBA after his junior year of high school, junior year. And LeBron averaged 21 points, 6 assists, and 5.5 rebounds his rookie year straight out of high school. 4 championships, 4 finals MVPs, 4 MVPs. And in the debate, Jordan's the GOAT, but LeBron's made it a conversation with many. He is the greatest preps to pros player of all time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, but here's what I want to ask you, Rob. We got, as I mentioned, a great class, the greatest class ever going into the NBA Hall or Basketball Hall of Fame. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan. Of those three, whose career would you rather have had? if you could be one of those, have one of their careers?
I would take Tim Duncan's career. I think Tim Duncan's career was nearly flawless. And Tim Duncan, because I think he was flawless. I really do. I don't know what he didn't do right. I don't remember him losing a game because he did something, you know, he shot 1-for-18 or something of that ilk. You know, he wasn't in the game when that rebound came.
Right, that was Popovich.
That was Popovich who didn't have him in the game. That was right. That was the game also that Kawhi Leonard, as a rookie, Chris, was he rookie year or second year? I think it might have been his rookie year. He missed a free throw, which would have put him up by four, and Ray Allen's three wouldn't have beat them. Do you remember that? I mean, that was like part of the whole thing that went down. All I'm saying is Tim Duncan, if they win that one championship, he would have been 6-0 like Michael Jordan.
You can't say that, though.
No, if they would have won.
I mean, you can't say that.
No, let me put it in my perspective is that it wasn't like they got blown out 4-0. They had a chance to win that championship. They did. They didn't win it. All I'm saying is he was 5-1. He played. He did everything he was supposed to do. I don't know what else he could have done. He played a long time. He was a really good player for a long time. And I know he didn't say much. People kind of poo-pooed him because he's just a guy from the islands who wears sandals and shorts and, you know, wasn't a part of the basketball, you know, American basketball bravado, right. Chris, and all that. He just wasn't – that's not who he is. And he's quiet and just did his job, workmanlike. And he had a great career. I mean, my God, to continue to win and think – it wasn't like he had a good team for 2 or 3 years and you win 2 in a row or 3 in a row because you had a nice squad. They won 5 over 18 years. You know what I mean? Like, they were always good. They made the playoffs every year. And then they won 5 championships without ever back-to-back. So it was constant. They were constantly winning and building up to the next thing. I would take his career over anybody.
He was phenomenal. Over those three. He was phenomenal. Tim Duncan... he's regarded as the greatest power forward ever. Obviously, if you want to debate whether or not he was really a power forward, that's fine. But he's regarded as the greatest power forward of all time. I feel that way. If we're going to label him a power forward, I would say he's the greatest. But I would rather have Kobe's career. Kobe, they both won 5 championships. The reason I said you can't say Duncan would be 6-0 is because them losing that championship to the Heat is really what motivated them to go get that 6th one. I mean, Rob, you remember all year, all they wanted to do was get back to the finals against the Heat. Not get back to the finals against Philadelphia or Boston or somebody else in the East. They wanted Miami because they felt like they gave away a championship.
They
should have felt that way. I mean, they had that thing wrapped up.
If you remember in Miami, Chris, they brought out the. Were you down there in Miami for that one?
Oh, I was there, yeah.
They brought out the ropes. They brought out the ropes. And people streamed out of the Miami arena.
They got mad because they couldn't get
back in. And they were banging on the door trying to get back in when Ray Allen hit that shot.
Right, for overtime. But I would rather have Kobe's. Kobe was a part. There have only been 3 three-peats since Bill Russell. So you can say 3 three-peats in modern basketball. Kobe was one of them with Shaq. Kobe was on a team. So he was a part of a dynasty. And I think Duncan was. Duncan doesn't fit your criteria of dynasty. But Duncan never went back-to-back. Kobe went 3 straight and then back-to-back again. Kobe and Shaq, Kobe was a part of one of the greatest teams of all time. Kobe has the 81-point game. Kobe, bottom line, Rob, Kobe's iconic. And Kobe has more, he touched the people more. And not just because he died prematurely, as I said earlier. He just touched the people more. People love Kobe. Some hate him, but they loved. I mean, he drew people in. He touched people. He inspired people. way more than Tim Duncan. And he will be remembered way more than Tim Duncan. And so that's why I say I would go with Kobe. You're right. Duncan wasn't in the quote-unquote in crowd.
He but wasn't Kobe in the
was.
In crowd.
Kobe right. led the in crowd. Like, I mean, and I'm not talking about, you know, hang, because he didn't hang with, you know, LeBron and Chris Paul and all those guys. But, I mean, he was like, he was just a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah,
right?
But this is this
and
is
Duncan
why,
wasn't. And they both had five against, rings. They both had tremendous individual careers. I'd rather be have been Kobe's career.
Yeah, but the only thing is Tim Duncan was never Robin. And Kobe was. Shaq was
he
the
was
most
Robin.
Dominant.
He wasn't Batman that last championship.
No, I'm talking
And
I'm
they
talking,
went 7 years without winning one.
I'm talking about Kobe, those three in a row. Shaq was the most dominant player in the NBA. And I'm not saying Shaq, I mean, Kobe was a bum or he was at the hanger-on.
He was phenomenal.
But Shaq was the best player. Just
That's
he
fine.
Was. He was the most
but Kobe
dominant.
Was,
and
but
and I'm just
was,
saying, Tim Duncan was that team.
Not the last championship.
All right. But still,
in 2014,
but those
15
three,
points that year.
Those are the three, and they made the playoffs every year. He didn't have any of those downturns that Kobe had. He didn't have a moment where he quit on his team ever. There's a lot of stuff. I'm just saying, I would take Tim Duncan. I know he's not flashy. I know he's not in the in crowd. I know all that. But if you're just talking about your basketball career and you strip back all the other Kobe wanting to be Michael Jordan and talk like him and walk like him and all that other stuff and having to come up with a nickname and having to go get a tattoo and all this other stuff, Tim Duncan didn't do any of that. He just
Kobe
played ball.
Kobe won a dunk contest.
He just played ball.
played no, but ball. Here's the thing, Rob. And this, you said this before in other, you know, contexts. Duncan went 7 years without getting to the finals. 7 years. And, I mean, by that last championship he won, he averaged 15 points that year. He was still, you know, a great, like, cog. I mean, they were really a team. But, you know, he wasn't, like, Lee carrying that team like he had earlier.
Yeah, but,
and
but
then,
Kobe,
and
but
then
if,
even
if Kobe
in 07,
didn't get Pau
he
Gasol,
was really good, but Tony Parker got the finals MVP.
If Jerry West didn't hook up Kobe with Pau Gasol, I don't know if Kobe would ever won another championship.
Yeah, but that's like saying if San Antonio hadn't gotten Manu Ginobili
no, but
late
I'm saying,
in the second
what,
round,
Kobe,
and Tony Parker late in the first.
Because what I always heard, well, Kobe wanted to up his stats. He wanted Shaq out of the way. He felt he would never
well,
get
yeah,
his
him
full.
And Shaq, obviously,
right, he never felt like he would get his full recognition as long as Shaq. If Shaq stayed on the team the entire time as Kobe, I don't know if you would look at Kobe the same way. And Shaq didn't go overweight, and he still played and was dominant. And say they won a few more championships. I don't know if you would look at Kobe the same way.
I think, like I said, for me, it boils down to. And I said earlier, all three of these guys going in were iconic. You know, they're not cultural icons. Duncan is not a cultural icon. KG is closer to one, but not really. Kobe is one. And for me, because of that, they all had tremendous careers. Kobe and Duncan were the two best. They were better than Garnett. But I would say I would rather have Kobe's career. Certainly, you can argue Duncan was a better player. But I'd rather have Kobe's career largely, Rob, because of the impact, the love, the notoriety that he had. And Duncan didn't want it. Duncan didn't seek it.
He's not that kind
you know,
of guy. Right,
right. And that's fair. So it wasn't like he tried to get it and couldn't. But Kobe just got it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.